The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans. Here's your local racing authority, Sam Chapman, with this week's Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is the Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio. And I'm your host, Sam. Here to recap a busy weekend of racing as the MotoGP Series would hit the track in Germany, the Verizon IndyCar Series would take to the streets of Toronto, and the NASCAR Xfinity and Sprint Cup Series were at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway for two great days of racing. We'll get things rolling with MotoGP as they took to the Sachsenring in Germany for the German Grand Prix. Marc Marquez and his Repsol Honda team would prove that they had the right strategy when the race would be started under wet conditions. Marquez would ride around the fifth position for the opening portion of the race. Marquez would pit early for slicks on lap 17 and began hunting down the leaders, passing Andrea Dovizioso with just six laps to go as Marquez would go on to score the win. British rider Cal Crutchlow would come home in second on his Honda, and the dominant rider of the day, Andrea Dovizioso, would come home in third, taking the final podium position. The Verizon IndyCar Series would hit the track at Exhibition Place for the 32nd running of the Toronto Honda Indy. Will Power would score a lucky break as a yellow flag would come out following his final pit stop. When the rest of the field hit pit road under yellow, Power would cycle through to the front of the field. Power would have to survive a late race restart and hold off Elio Castroneves as he cruised to his third win in Toronto. Elio Castroneves would hold on to second place, and Oakville's own James Hinchcliffe would round out the podium in third for his best finish on the streets of Toronto. Here's what race winner Will Power had to say following his win.
Yeah, it was... You know, I think there's always a risk in the first stop if you stay out. We had enough fuel to go, you know, a couple more laps, but we opted to pit on the same lap as Dixon, so, you know, it didn't give us a chance to jump those guys. But, you know, that worked out for us in the last stop with, you know, the team called me in just at the last minute, and perfect timing. I mean, I can't tell you how many times it has gone the opposite way for me at this place and many other places, but I was so stoked to see yellow lights as I've gone into pit lane.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series would be in Loudoun, New Hampshire for the Auto Lotto 200. It would be the Kyle Busch Show as the reigning Sprint Cup Series champ would absolutely dominate the event, leading 190 out of 200 laps Saturday afternoon, going on to score another victory in the Xfinity Series. Teammate Eric Jones would be the highest finishing Xfinity Series regular in second. Here's what Kyle Busch had to say post-race.
Well, I think it was having a really good car and you know, being with a great team. These guys, Chris Gayle and his team, do such a really good job for me. We unloaded off the truck and we were fast this weekend. So they came here with a brand new setup, and that was really good for us. It just kind of changed the aspect of the weekend and being able to have a really good car and a comfortable car to drive over the course of this flat track. So, you know, those were the biggest things, I'd say, that that helped us out. Certainly Chris's calls on pit road were really good, and being able to keep us up front all day and contending for the lead much of the race. And, of course, those late restarts were obviously to our advantage, being able to restart where I wanted to. And choosing the outside seemed to be the preferred lane, and being able to just keep that momentum going through the outside of turns one and two, and getting a good launch off of turn two for the backstretch and trying to get single file with my teammate Eric Jones. So, you know, Eric ran a great race. He's obviously in really good equipment as well, too, and we know how good he is. And it was going to be tough to beat him on his four tires, but, you know, track position won today.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series would also be in Loudoun, New Hampshire for the New Hampshire 301. Jimmy Johnson would lead the field down to the drop of the green flag on a sunny Sunday afternoon. The first yellow flag for an incident on track would fly on lap 101, when Chris Buescher would bring out the yellow flag as he would slow to avoid a slowing Josh Wise. As Buescher began to slow the car would snap around, sending Buescher spinning across the track. He would avoid contact and was able to continue. Lap 274, Alex Bowman, subbing for Dale Earnhardt Jr., would bring out the yellow flag as he would lose a tire, smacking the turn one wall. Just as Bowman was making contact with the wall, teammate Chase Elliott, after he made contact with Martin Truex Jr. on a previous restart, would also lose a tire, going for a spin in turn two moments later. Both those cars would be forced to pit road for repairs. Lap 282, Kurt Busch would be the next driver to bring out the yellow flag, after he would be racing teammates Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski three wide. The three cars would make contact, causing a tire rub, which later developed into a flat tire on the 41 of Busch. Busch would make contact with the outside wall, but was able to continue with minor damage. The final yellow flag would fly with less than 15 laps remaining after Kyle Larson would go for a spin on the backstretch, following contact from Casey Kane. Carl Edwards and Ryan Newman would also be involved, with Edwards gaining slight damage during the incident. Kenseth would get a great jump on the restart, restart and would soon be chased by Tony Stewart in second. Stewart couldn't track Kenseth down in the closing laps, as the Sound of Speed pre-race pick, Matt Kenseth, would cruise to his second consecutive New Hampshire win. Stewart would hold on to second place, Joey Logano would come home in third, Kevin Harvick and Greg Biffle would round out the top five in the New Hampshire 301. Matt Kenseth had to fight through the pack after a mistake on pit road put him deep in the field early in the race. Here's what he had to say following his win.
Yeah, I mean, it always feels good to win, obviously, but I think today especially, Friday, I didn't do a good job qualifying. We started started in the middle of the pack. Our first run wasn't great. I don't know what he adjusted. We made some great changes for run two, and then really I felt like we had probably the best car all day. It just took forever to get there. So got behind in the pits when I got myself blocked in, and you know, through good pit stops and big good pit calls and a fast car, we're able to work our way toward the front. So definitely feels good to get the win. Last fall we squeaked one out with a little more fuel, you know, than Kevin, and a little different strategy, but not quite as good a car. Where today I felt like we had the best car, and it always feels good when you get the win.
Points as NASCAR prepares for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski leads Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, Matt Kenseth, and Jimmy Johnson rounds out the top five in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series chase grid as we get closer to the cutoff race in Richmond. Tony Stewart wasn't really a factor all day long, but found his way to the front of the pack late in the race. Here's what Smoke had to say following his second place finish.
I'd say the last three restarts were pretty intense. You know, this track's always kind of had a history of one lane prevailing over the others, and you got two lanes wide of cars that were trying to get to one lane every restart. So it seemed like it took a couple laps after the restarts for the track to rubber back in, and I think it was the best tire that Goodyear has brought here that I can remember in the 18 years I've been here. You could race all over the racetrack today, and didn't seem like the aero situation was near as bad as what it has been in the past, so I was really happy with what Goodyear brought.
Join me Sunday as I get you set up for the Combat Wounded Coalition 400 from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the Sound of Speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything with Saga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, and you can find the latest edition of the Sound of Speed, along with all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Don't forget to check out the blog, where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free, and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. That's about it for tonight. Don't forget to join me Sunday as I get you set up for NASCAR's annual trip to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, just hours before the green flag is set to fly. Thanks for listening, and have a great night, race fans.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.